creative with your communication, and I love that. And what I discovered, what works for me, is being threatening. I go, "Get me!" No, that's I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that. I drew a picture, and then I go, "This right now." I do not do that. I go, you know, this right here, good sir. And I go, you speak Japanese with a fake Southern accent. I do. No, this is there's all different ways to communicate, and you know, if there weren't, there wouldn't be all those different ways to communicate. But there are, and we know there are. And you know that when anybody's making an effort to communicate with you, that everybody loves that and responds to that. You try to, you say, what is it? What is it, boy? And I do feel a bit like that when I'm there. I say, what is it? Is it fire? Even if I'm seen as a monkey, I feel like people like monkeys. And so, like, say, oh, there's a monkey among us. Well, yes. And as long as he's not flinging poo or stealing or hurting, I think it's fine. It's funny. I bet he'll do something funny. So it'd be fun to see what he does with this piece of food. I'd be like, he's not even using a fork. That kind of thing. So I don't mind being amusing. I don't play the clown or anything. I realize, oh, this will just be me making mistakes will be amusing enough. I don't have to clown it up. I'm not Osamu Dazai. So, I have read a little bit of some Japanese literature. Not much, and all of it in translation. And some of it translated into Pig Latin, so that I feel like I'm reading another language. And for a while I was reading those Ubba Dubba translations of things, but I'm not going to lie to you, I've never been able to speak it. So mainly I've defaulted to the English ones, and I don't know, you know, when I read something in translation, whether I'm getting all the poetic nuance. For instance, if I was to have this show translated, you'd wonder whether the person doing it was conveying the same things that I was, which is what? I don't know, so there's no way that they could. Maybe they could. But I don't know what I'm saying, and so they probably wouldn't either. I was looking online for a book that I remember when I was a child, and it was called Never Tease a Weasel. So it was about like how, unless you are, haven't been diagnosed with as a psychopath, you shouldn't torture animals. And I was down with that. I've always believed that. So this Never Tease a Weasel, there was a video, it said, this is read along. So they had this Never Tease a Weasel book, and I can't remember the quotes, but they had an AI voice doing it. And the AI voice wasn't reading it like a children's book. It was reading it like it was a script to a podcast. Never give a boat a goat if you're gonna sort of like that kind of thing. It's just like, no, you got to emphasize that this teaching the children rhymes and language. You've got to like never give a boat to a goat. You don't run it together. Never give a boat a goat unless you're really trying to. And that's what the AI voice was doing. It missed the context. It didn't understand the audience. It didn't understand that the content of the book was only part of it, that the real reason for the book was to help learn language. And so when I travel and I ask myself, where am I? I am using that as a way of asking myself, where am I? In the same way that God asks Adam, where are you? God's omnipotent, omniscient, knows exactly where Adam is. Just saying like, so where do you see yourself now? And I think that's what's going on in travel. I get to go places. and they become sort of a staging ground for my own examination of place. Where do I belong? Who am I away from my place? Do I stay the same? Am I hearty white everywhere? I'll never be big in Japan. Maybe. Maybe it's just about place. I'd love to be about the world. I'd love it to be everywhere and nowhere. I didn't go to Ozu's grave, but on it is the character Mu. And Mu means kind of like nothingness, emptiness. But not nothingness is like no, not real emptiness, but no thing, no one thing, nothing distinguished. It doesn't mean non-existence necessarily. No thing, nothing, nothing. And ultimately, that's where we are. And so I like to see the possibilities of what I can impose on that. Hey, if there's nothing, I'll make samurais on it. And I'll make my own samurais that do different things instead of cut heads off. I'll do samurais that only make tea. Only make little sweeties. I will revive all the perished children and make them into eternal trees, great cedars that last hundreds of years, and they'll stand there and watch the mountains. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, and online, WFMU.org worldwide, even in Japan online. And thank you for joining me, and I'll see you again next week.
Twins' name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. 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 You knocked me right off my feet. You and I.
Cause baby, you do it right. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, you satisfy every night. I've never had a love that would make me do
el olor de tu perfume. Y aunque quiero estar tranquilo, no soy inmune, es que quiero estar contigo toda mi vida. Te necesito más que la misma comida. Por eso yo te digo, con todo mi calor, vamos tú y yo a encontrar amor. Sentirás mi paz. Quiero tenerte cerca, muy cerca de mí, y juntos disfrutar de una vida feliz. Mi alma se siente a ti encarcelada, pues eres sola tú la mujer amada. Te amo mi vida, te entrego mi cariño. Quiero que seres sola tú la mujer amada. Te amo mi vida, te entrego mi cariño. Quiero que seres sola tú la mujer amada. Te amo mi vida, te entrego mi cariño. Quiero que seres sola tú la mujer amada. Te amo mi vida, te entrego mi cariño. Quiero que seres sola tú la mujer amada. Te amo mi vida, te entrego mi cariño. Quiero que seres sola tú la mujer amada. Te amo mi vida, te entrego mi cariño. Quiero estar en tu regazo como si fuera un niño, tú y yo enamorado.
I wanna take you home. I wanna take you home with me. I wanna take you home. I wanna take you home with me. Stepped into the party, so live was her walk. The lace was so revealing, I knew I had to talk. Her eyes looked at me, but I couldn't do a thing. Little did I know what this night would bring. Fucking Slate convinced me, oh, I took my stand. Walked up to the girl and gently grabbed her hand. I think she knew what was on my mind. I headed for the door, she followed closely behind. Wanna take you home.
For me?
I wanna take you home with me.
You set your nerves.
Can't you see? I wanna take you home.
Maybe later.
I wanna take you home with me.
Not right now.
Her desires came to life. I listened to her say how she wanted to be my wife. Looked at my watch, only 15 minutes had passed. Thought to myself, is this chick gas? Then I told her all about me, about my strange thoughts and fantasies. Told her that my only desire was to take her home and set her body on fire. Wanna take you home.
Okay, I'll go.
I wanna take you home with me.
Do you really want me to stay?
I wanna take you home.
Take me home, boy. With me tonight.
I wanna take you home.
Take me home, boy. It'll be alright.
What?
take you home. With me, girl, take you home.
With me tonight.
I must leave before my love is too far gone. I used to have a fine little girl, but she left me in a far away world. Wanna take you home.
Take me home, boy.
Click your heels together three times.
Click my heels together three times.
I'll take you to my castle in the sun.
Really?
Home.
walking down the street. Get on.
Seul partir de son âme, de celui de t'appeler. What you wanna do? It's on you, baby. You are tuned to Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast this evening on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt, and we just heard The Silver Heirs with JoJo Wallace and Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. And JoJo Wallace, who passed away early in May at the age of 98. Singer and guitarist JoJo Wallace, JoJo Henry Wallace, singer, guitarist, last surviving member of the gospel quartet, the Sensational Nightingales. He died Wednesday, May 7th. The group announced on social media. Wallace's career spanned more than 70 years, helping shape the sound of quartet gospel with his smooth tenor voice and distinct guitar style. A beloved presence in the churches across the United States, Wallace continued performing well into his 90s. Founded in 1942 in Philadelphia by Barney Parks, formerly of the Dixie Hummingbirds, the group originally performed as the Nightingales, and after relocating to Goldsboro, North Carolina in 1946, they rehearsed for a month before their debut performance, which was so electrifying, they became known as the Sensational Nightingales. Wallace joined the group in 1946 and remained a key member as the ensemble rose to national prominence. Often called the Gales and the Gentlemen of Song, the quartet went on to record with Peacock Records and other labels, producing gospel hits, including Morning Train, Somewhere to Lay My Head, and It's Gonna Rain Again. The high-energy